Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the announcement earlier this morning, Salt's leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Friday's his last day on the show. He will be joining Christine with our sister station down in Hartford on 96.5 TIC.
96.5 TIC.
What is the new show going to be called?
96.5 TIC Mornings.
Okay.
We don't know. We don't have any of that information.
Okay.
Yet. It's all going to be, you know, slow moving.
Sure.
And whatnot, so.
Well, we're super proud of you. That's awesome.
I'm very, very excited. You know, I met Christine a few months back, and I instantly was like, wow, this woman is awesome. She reminds me so much of Kennedy. You and her have so much in common.
I like her a lot.
She's a wonderful woman. I can't wait to work with her. It's just going to be so exciting.
We had a chance to meet her at the beach house. She was she was there for that, and she just seemed like a really nice woman.
She brought her son too, her youngest,
Sander.
And he came up to me and he goes, what kind of music you like? I'm like, well, I like all kinds of music, but you know, right now I'm kind of going through like classic rock phase. He's like, yeah, me too. I'm like, you're 14, dude.
So with Salt leaving, you know, we like to lift people up around here. We like to prop them up.
We're a positive show.
Yes, and keep the positivity flowing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we thought we would play some of our favorite moments where Salt screwed it up.
I look right over to my left, and Bob Kraft is there.
Yo!
The owner of the New England Patriots.
Mr. Kraft, could I get a quick word? I'm Salt with Mix 104.1, a local radio station.
You're the old BC.
We are the old BCN. That was a hell of a win this past week.
It was very cool.
Now, I got a quick favor. I know we just met, and I'm going to impose on you. I need a pair of those shoes that you have on. Those are fantastic.
You like them.
You've already seen it.
All the money goes to Boys and Girls Clubs, so you write us a letter. They're sold out.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Kraft. We appreciate you coming out. Did that just happen? I think that just happened. And I asked for a free pair of shoes. I'm an idiot.
I love how I gave myself self-commentary.
Did that just happen?
You know, like, did I just do that?
I love it.
At least I recognize my mistakes immediately.
You do. You've always been one to admit when you were wrong or when you made mistakes or
I mean,
when you had fails.
It's only happened three times. So
well, that's true.
It's fine.
Mm. Remember during that same red carpet event when you got that interview with Johnny Depp?
Yes, I do. You know, they told us beforehand, they said, you're going to get one question with Johnny Depp.
Okay.
And so I had about 25 minutes to think about this. This is when I texted you guys.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, man, this is some pressure. Because I had like a couple different questions in my mind. But like the one thing that's going to stick out to me, it's like, do I talk about the movie? Do I talk about other movies? Do I talk about something?
Do you want to ask something different that nobody else has asked?
Yeah. Do I want to talk about, you know, something local? Do I want to talk about Tom Brady?
Oh my God, get to it. I want to know what you
asked. So Carson, we have the drum roll, please. This is my one question.
One question. Salt interviewing Johnny Depp on the red carpet for Black Mass.
Here we go. Johnny. Johnny, quick question.
My question was, would you talk to me? His answer, no.
It's just one of my favorite things of all time. Johnny.
One question. I sound like I'm in a war zone because there's a helicopter flying over top.
People
are screaming around me.
It was a big thing.
Yeah.
One question.
Coolidge Corner hasn't seen that much excitement since they re-leavened the bread.
That was pretty good, actually. That's pretty good. We're gonna miss that, buddy. We're gonna miss that.
What?
Your comedic timing. Everybody's asking what's happening to Annie and Dan if they're getting promoted.
It's not really promotions here. They are.
Are you crazy?
Yeah, now you got to do all the stuff Salt used to do.
Nothing.
Yell.
I did a good job of making it look like I did stuff. Like my desk was always messy and it was like I had a lot of papers and stuff. Yeah, no.
Lots of cat videos.
Johnny.
yelling.
Johnny, quick question. Please. So close.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.